this week I was making out Christmas cards, and I noticed how much, how many times I would say, "May the grace of the Christ Child be with you," or "the blessings of the Christ Child," or where the Christmas card itself would say something like that. And I thought to myself, most of the time these things are read with little attention and where no more importance is given to that statement than, say, perhaps saying Gesundheit when somebody sneezes. And so I would like to speak to you today about the importance of the grace of God and the importance of the blessing of God. And that when these things are said at Christmas time, they are gifts of God that are very, very important to us, much more important than any material thing or temporal thing. Sanctifying grace is the bond of friendship between God and man. It is what makes us a child of God. If we lose sanctifying grace, it is worse than if a child should lose his mother and starve to death exposed in the cold. If we were to see such a thing, if we were to see a little child exposed in the cold and starving, we would say, this is a terrible evil. This child has lost his mother. And we would go to very great pains to protect that child from death. Because the bond between the child and the mother has been severed somehow. Not the bond of generation, that's impossible. But the fact that the child should be with his mother has been, in some way, taken away. The child is lost. Yet, as horrifying as that scene would be, and even though we would go to great pain in order to alleviate that situation, the idea of losing the state of sanctifying grace is far, far worse. It would be less of an evil if that child should die exposed and starving than that we should fall into the state of mortal sin. That's how important it is when we say, "May the grace of the Christ Child be with you." Sanctifying grace is not lost on God's part because He is a faithful friend. It is lost owing to our infidelity. It could be compared to a child telling his mother, a small child, telling his mother that he does not want her for a mother anymore. Think about a small child trying to sever that relationship between him and his mother, regretting that he is her child, and wanting to place someone else in that throne in his heart. That is what we do when we commit a mortal sin. And it is a horrible act. And that's why sanctifying grace is so important. And the Christ Child comes at Christmas in order to give us grace. That's why He came into the world, to give us this bond of friendship between God and man. And it's very important that we have that grace and that we persevere in that grace. Actual grace is the moral bond between God and man. You have seen, I'm sure, these model airplanes that can be flown by remote control. Now, it's only a comparison. It's not perfect, and I'll explain why. But there is an invisible moral bond between the person who is controlling the airplane and the airplane. There is a signal. And when we see that model airplane fly around in an orderly manner, it takes off, it lands, it does a lot of acrobatic things, we say that there is an influence upon that thing. We cannot see it, but we know that it is there because we see the effects of it. So God is in heaven, we are on earth. The link between God and us is actual grace. Now, we are not robots like the model airplane. But nonetheless, God, all the while retaining our liberty, directs us by His grace to the ends that He intends for us. If we lose that, it is a terrible disaster. If for some reason the control over the airplane is lost, the thing comes crashing down. And so we come crashing down if that influence is lost. Take the example of people who suffer from Parkinson's disease or from MS, multiple sclerosis. They have a problem of their nervous system. That is, the signals that are sent by the brain are not properly received in the muscles. You don't realize it, but there is a wonderful coordination in the body of the brain to the muscles and all of the movements of the body, even to smile or to walk properly, to raise your arms and to do all of the things that you do, requires a tremendous proportion and balance, a wonderful machine created by God. If there is not a proper response, if somehow something goes wrong, you have all kinds of problems. Look at people who have Parkinson's disease or who have MS. They can't hold something in their hand. They want to, but they can't. Because, through no fault of their own, their muscles are not responding to the signals of the nervous system. So the mystical body has a nervous system. And God draws people to their proper ends by His actual grace. How do you not have actual grace? Through your own fault? By showing resistance to the grace of God? Just, for example, if someone is paralyzed, say a young person in an accident, he might want to walk around his house, but he can't. Because though that part of his body, his legs, do not respond,
they are resisting the impulse of his will and of his brain. They do not respond. And so we put up obstacles to the grace of God until, at a certain point, St. Alphonsus says, God will no longer draw us. For the more we respond to this actual grace, the more God rewards us with more grace. The more we resist it, the more He turns it down to us. So if we lose actual grace, if God should no longer draw us, we become incapable of even thinking about what will bring us to eternal salvation. We can't even have a thought about it, about going to heaven or avoiding hell. So much do we depend on the actual grace of God to draw us to heaven. and we will be lost, like a free-falling body with nothing to stop it, into hell. And blessings are very important. A blessing is nothing else than the providence of God drawing you and your undertakings to their proper ends and their proper good. The providence of God is the government of the whole world. And if the providence of God is with you, if God assists you in what you are doing, and primarily your eternal salvation, but also all of the undertakings that ultimately pertain to His glory, whether big or small, if He assists you, everything will be brought to its proper end. If the providence of God is not with you, no matter what effort you put into it, it will come to failure. Because the providence of God is the government of the whole world, and the will of God is something that will absolutely be done. St. Pius V called the will of God adorable. The adorable will of God. And a blessing is the conferral of this providence upon you and your undertakings. And unless you posit some voluntary obstacle to the blessing, it will have its effect if it pertains to your eternal salvation. Now, many times we can ask for things that we don't get because it is not within the will of God. Everything that God wills must be for His glory. But we cannot ask God for something that pertains to our eternal salvation and not receive it. Because that is the will of God, that we be saved. So therefore, blessings are very important, and the blessing of God is given by the church. And that's why people go to priests and ask for their blessing. And that's why you should piously receive the blessing of the priest at Mass. That's why popes would give their apostolic blessing. And all things were blessed. Cars and boats and printing presses were blessed in order to bring the providence of God upon those things. And that's very important that we ask for that. And so we should ask for the blessing of God, first of all, in the form of perseverance and sanctifying grace, which, as I said, is extremely important. We should ask for the blessing of God in abundant actual graces in order to work out our eternal salvation. It's the primary consideration. We should ask for the blessing of God with regard to health of body and mind. But why do we want health of body and mind? To serve God better. There is nothing else to do but to serve God. And therefore the health of body and mind is to serve God better, to glorify Him more. And we should ask for the blessing of God with regard to the happy outcome of our undertakings, both spiritual and temporal. A spiritual undertaking, for example, is to rid ourselves of a habit of mortal sin. We should ask for the blessing of God upon such an effort. Or a temporal undertaking, that we should have the things that we need in this life. Always for the glory of God. So in this holy season, may the graces and the blessings of the Christ child be with you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.